Okay, this is the first episode of season 3, and that's just crazy to me, because I'm like, dang, we're already at season 3, and that's just crazy. But anyway, last week there was a giveaway, and the winner was already announced, so if you want to see who the winner was, you could head over to my Instagram and see that. But the winner got two things. They got a $15 Amazon gift card and a brand new Bible. So yeah, if you want to win something like that next month, then stay listening to these podcasts so you know when the next giveaway is and make sure to participate in it. But anyway, today we're going to be coming out of the book of Luke, and we're going to be looking at chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. So get out your Bibles. If you don't want to, then that's fine. I don't really care, but I suggest that you get out your Bible so you can follow along. But we're coming out of chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. And this section is titled, Jesus Visits Zacchaeus. So he, meaning Jesus, entered Jericho and was passing through. There was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was not able because of the crowd, since he was a short man. So running ahead, he climbed up a sycamore tree to see Jesus, since he was about to pass that way. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, because today it is necessary for me to stay at your house. So he quickly came down and welcomed him joyfully. All who saw it began to complain, he's gone to stay with a sinful man. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, look, I'll give half of my possessions to the poor, Lord, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I'll give back four times as much. Today, salvation has come to this house, Jesus told him, because he too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. So my favorite part of this entire passage is verse 10, where it says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. I love that verse. And that's probably my favorite Bible verse for the week. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. But I grew up in going to Sunday school. I went to Sunday school every single Sunday. I'm still going to Sunday school now. But I grew up in Sunday school, and we learned about Zacchaeus sometimes. And whenever we learned about him, we always learned a song. And I'm not going to sing it because my voice is scratchy, but it went like this. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And so whenever we sang this song, we always had coloring sheets out. We were coloring Zacchaeus up in the tree and Jesus on the path. And we had our little snacks out. We had Cheerios and juice boxes and all that cool stuff. And so whenever we learned about Zacchaeus, we just learned about him being a little man who climbed up a sycamore tree because he wanted to see Jesus. So for me, that was the only thing I knew about Zacchaeus until probably a couple months ago, honestly. So yeah, because all I knew was he was a short man. He wanted to see Jesus, and he climbed up a tree in order to see him. And that's all I knew, and I never went like more in depth in learning about him. But reading Zacchaeus' story now, it paints like a different picture entirely. So Zacchaeus, he was a tax collector, and which meant that he got rich off of everyone else's money, which also meant that the people probably didn't like him that much. So Zacchaeus was most likely an outcast, most likely a loner. And just like everyone else in the town at that time, he wanted to see Jesus. And so the passage told us that he was a short man. So in order to see Jesus, he climbed up a tree. So Zacchaeus, he wanted to find out more about this man, more about Jesus, this man that people were talking about, because this man promised eternal life. So like I just said, Zacchaeus climbed up the tree so he could see Jesus when he was passing by. And when Jesus passed by, he told Zacchaeus to come down because he was going to be staying at his house. And so whenever I read that, I was like, dang, Zacchaeus must have been so shocked. Like, this man, this holy man, is telling me, a tax collector who's up in a tree, to come down because I'm staying in your house for the night. Like, that must have just shocked him. Oops, my Bible just moved. But we read in Luke 19 verses 1 through 10 that all the people in the town who heard Jesus say, "Come on, I'm staying in your house tonight," they were shocked. But honestly, when I read it first, I wasn't that shocked, but I can see why the people in the town were shocked, because they're like, Jesus is about to stay with this sinful man. Why is a perfect man who is spreading the gospel gonna stay with a man who's so sinful? But Jesus, as he often does, he was spending time with the people who were regularly looked over. He was spending time with the people who were regularly casted out or cast aside. And he was spending his time with the marginalized. And after Jesus reached out to Zacchaeus, he was reaching out in kindness, and he was aligning himself with this tax collector. And when Jesus aligned himself with this tax collector, you could see in the passage that Zacchaeus became convicted of his sin, and he kind of repented in the verse. It says, verse 8 says, but Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, I'll give half of my possessions to the poor, Lord. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I'll pay back four times as much." So that is showing me that Zacchaeus kind of felt bad for the life he was living. He felt bad for cheating people. And in order to kind of repent or make that up, he's like, if I extorted anything from anyone, I'll pay them back four times as much. And I really just thought that was kind of cool. So in the eyes of everyone else in the town, they saw Zacchaeus as just a rich, greedy man who just wanted money, 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 all these earthly possessions. But Jesus saw him as a man to invite into this conversation, into this community, and into this relationship. Jesus saw Zacchaeus as a man who he wanted to invite into a conversation, into the community, and into the relationship. And you can see that when Jesus told Zacchaeus in verse 9, he said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost." Jesus came to this earth to save the lost. He didn't come to save the perfect. He didn't come to save those who had it all together. He came to save the lost. He came for those who are like Zacchaeus. Jesus saw Zacchaeus up in the tree, and Jesus saw him when he came down. Jesus saw Zacchaeus for who he truly was, a child of God. One of the very reasons that he left his heavenly home, his heavenly kingdom. He saw him as one of the reasons why he left his home. He left his home in order to bring the good news of salvation to the world. He left his home to bring the good news to people like Zacchaeus. So from that day on, if you read in other, I forgot where else Zacchaeus is talked about, but from that day on, Zacchaeus chose not to serve the gods of money and wealth. He chose to serve the God who saved him from himself. His heart turned from a love of money to a love of Jesus and what Jesus' mission was. And this happened all because Jesus saw him in the midst of Zacchaeus' sinfulness. Zacchaeus turned from sin to Christ because Jesus saw him while he was in the midst of sinfulness, and Jesus chose to love him anyway. And Jesus does the exact same for us. And I think that's really powerful, because Jesus chose to love Zacchaeus. Jesus chose to have a relationship with Zacchaeus while he was still in sin. And Jesus chose to love him anyway. I feel like this is powerful because it's showing us what Jesus Christ did for us. It's showing that Jesus still wants a relationship with us, showing that Jesus loves us anyway while we are in sin. And it's also showing us that, well, it's showing me that as Christians, we shouldn't be so judgmental. When we see someone who is in sin, we shouldn't automatically cast them out like they're some crazy person. If we see someone in sin, our first reaction shouldn't be to push them aside and say, oh, we're better than you, so you can't hang out with us. This passage showed us that Jesus Christ went to Zacchaeus while he was in sin and shared the good news with him. Jesus loved him anyway. And as Christians, that's what we need to do. We shouldn't be so quick to run away from sinners. If we come in contact with sinners, we shouldn't put up this front like we're holier than thou. If we come in contact with sinners, then we should be there to help them and talk to them and just spread the good news, or just share something good with them. Because Zacchaeus chose not to serve the gods of money and wealth just because Jesus took time with him and because Jesus didn't judge him automatically. Now guys, think of what we could do if we did the exact same thing. If we chose not to judge people automatically, right when we see them, if we chose not to say something smart or rude to them right when we see them, if we choose not to look somebody up and down for the way they're dressed or the way they act, they might even turn from whatever they're idolizing and turn to God. Because honestly, I know this is going to hurt some people's feelings, but sometimes Christians can be very, very, very mean. Like, sometimes I want to hang out with non-Christians more than I want to hang out with Christians, because Christians can be so mean and so judgmental sometimes. And some Christians will act like they're the holiest person in the room. Guys, we aren't called to act like the holiest person in the room. We aren't called to judge people. And the reason so many people run away from Christians, run away from Christianity, is because Christians can be so judgmental and so mean sometimes. In this passage, Jesus didn't walk up to Zacchaeus and say, hey, you're a bad man because you're a tax collector, or hey, you're gonna go to hell because you're taking people's money. Jesus didn't go straight up to Zacchaeus and start judging him, or go straight up to him and start trying to fix everything about him. All Jesus did was say, Zacchaeus, come down from that tree because I'm gonna stay with you tonight. Jesus took time on Zacchaeus. Jesus spent time with him. He chose to talk to him. And just acknowledging people and spending time with people who might be in sin and having them see our lives. We're supposed to use our lives as, how do I say it? Our lives should be an example to non-believers. Jesus' life was an example to Zacchaeus, and our lives as Christians should be an example for unbelievers. So I really love this story because we can learn so much about Jesus. We can see that he will love us still, no matter what we're doing, and that we should be like him. We shouldn't be so quick to judge somebody. We shouldn't be so quick to go and try to fix somebody. We should be like Jesus in this story. But that's all for today. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for this day, and thank you for everything you have done for me and for the listener this past week. Please allow the listener to just think about this story and think about how they can apply it to their life, or just think about what it means in general, and have them think about what Jesus Christ did for them. Thank you for everything you have done in my life and in the listener's life, and everything you will continue to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.